The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
With Kevin Rowe of Lerner and Rowe. And I just got an email, actually, which we were talking about off air, about how incredibly successful that backpack thing was the other day. And despite Brett, who was on his way over there, but they bailed out like they were out of backpacks.
Yeah, they ran out. It was such a huge thing. So it's, I got halfway there. And Randall's like, turn it around. Like, okay.
So to anybody who looks at them and says, oh, these lawyers are blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
These guys are awesome. So the Lerner and Rowe Gives Back thing was amazing. And they blew out of those backpacks so fast. So thanks to everybody who helped out both directions. And again, keep your eyes open at Lerner and Rowe givesback.com for their next thing. And I'll talk to Kevin today about some stuff and see what they've got going. But it was pretty awesome. And Brett was on his way out there. And they're like, we're out. There's nothing to do. I mean, you can come out here or you don't have to, but it was pretty great. So congratulations to those guys. I like to mention those kind of things when charity events go well. I don't care what. And it was KDKB. It was our sister station that was there earlier in the day, right?
Yeah. So they were there before us.
They were. Look, that's all for good. So when it's for good things, I'm not competitive when it comes to that kind of stuff. I mean, if they can win out with KDKB helping them out, my God, imagine what would have happened with a real station.
They're huge.
But like I say, I'm not competitive. I don't want to bash them. I mean, all eight of their listeners must have shown up like 30 or 40 times over again. But no, it's pretty great. So congrats to Lerner and Rowe. They're good dudes, top to bottom. They make the community better. So just wanted to say that real quick before, and then maybe now Kevin will buy me lunch for this lovely little promotion.
And you'll get paid if you're in an accident.
And also that. I mean, I don't want to kind of minimize it. I mean, cheapened it a little bit, Brady, but okay, whatever. That was a nice moment. You kind of cheapened it, but okay. There's that. There's also the basic business of everything. Yo, you get some payments, yo.
I got to get paid.
Got to get paid, player. Also great charity work. It is time now for Brady to solve all the world's problems. We call this What Would Brady Do? And clearly, he'd get paid, yo. It's brought to you by our friends at M&P Guns over there at 12th Street and Indian School. If you want to head on over there, my goodness, then I suggest you do it.
Because they still got their moving sale going.
They're moving,
too.
Yeah. They're still moving, and they're moving slow. I rode by there on my bike. I was coming back from downtown. I rode my bike back home from downtown and saw it, and I'm like, man, they got a lot going on, but they're going to have to do some moving. So then instead of moving merchandise, they're trying to move it into your hands so they don't have to lift.
Yeah, up to 35% off from what Byron said on a few things.
Wow. I'm like, that's fantastic. So get all over that deal. M&P Guns is right there on 12th Street and Indian School. For all your firearm needs, look no further. What I got here? Okay. Ready, Brady?
Ready.
Oh, wait. I got a couple of them because we're late. Here we go. Dear Brady, my kids are 13 and 11 years old. At what age should I let them cuss? I know they're doing it. I still reprimand them, and it's getting silly. Bobby, what age? Your kid's right in the middle of that.
Yeah, she cuss? She hears it all. She's not really much of a cusser.
No.
But her friends do. She has plenty of friends.
Do you allow that in the house, the friends to cuss?
No, we really haven't.
You never heard it?
No, there haven't been that many friends over. I mean, we're still kind of lockdown mode. They're all now on, in their chat groups and stuff like that.
Probably loaded with it. Because we found out when Toledo's kid was about 12 or 13 that BBC stuff was getting floated around and the cussing was nonstop.
But in the house, no.
No cussing. Now, if Kirby cussed, would you allow it? She goes, hey, what the f*** is going on over here, you old pirate?
I'd be upset with that. Yeah. No.
So you're not going to knock it off. Like, don't talk like a whore.
Yep. Yeah. Not around your parents.
That's right.
Just out of respect.
I don't disagree with that. So you don't. What is a proper age to start letting them become more adult.
I guess my feeling is at this age, they are hearing it.
Oh, yeah. And saying
it. But it's up to her, because I actually have a talk with Kirby about that. And she just kind of says, you know, and also I'm her dad, so maybe that's a little. She's like, I'm not really a big cusser. Not yet.
Yeah,
but one of my friends do it, and I'm okay. That's their choice.
Right.
And I kind of said, well, that's how I was kind of growing up, too. Same. And a lot had to do with probably my parents, just saying, if I don't cuss around my parents, then.
I wasn't allowed to cuss in the house.
Yep.
I never even tested it. No? I didn't cuss much till I was about 18, 19, even generally. I wasn't much of a cusser. Probably my senior year of high school, I started getting let fly a little.
It was kind of more of a, you know, formal type of deal, or just, you know, not only respect, or you just don't talk that way.
Yeah, I remember working at Tony Roma's, everybody did it. And I remember the day I kind of said, I'm going to start saying the F word a lot. I just remember just
you're getting, all in, huh?
I was just kind of like, I'm going to start saying it more. I was probably 17.
And again, it depends on, you know, the room and the place where you're at. I mean, if you know, if you're going in for a job at
you don't want to start throwing the bombs. You got to know better when to.
But it's funny, we've kind of lost that.
Yeah, there are some people
that don't really realize that, or say, what's the, you know.
So you think it's just fine that this 13 or 11 year old, no cussing. You get in trouble for cussing still because mom and dad say.
You want to cuss around your friends and stuff? Right. Not in the house.
Don't let me catch you.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, you probably allowed to cuss when you were a kid.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the Italian side's always cussing and everything.
Yeah.
And then my dad being a truck driver, that doesn't, you know. So I was allowed to, but I was not allowed to use it towards them.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I'll get a smack across the mouth.
Yeah.
And I got a smack across the mouth.
What the
times,
kind of language is this, you piece of where do you learn this? Huh?
Yeah, because, you know, there's a couple of times where it might happen. Hasn't happened yet
right.
with us, but it's kind of funny. I remember, I mean, my brother, when he was really young, like 4 or 5, he heard the words somewhere, picked them up, and he was just using them. He didn't know what they meant. Yeah, he got in trouble. He was at Catholic school at recess, and he's playing kickball or whatever, and he's like, F this, dude. And, but he
didn't know.
Using it out of context.
Does your brother cuss?
No.
He's not a cusser?
No.
No.
I've never heard a cuss word come out of my dad's mouth.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
He can do himself
a favor. But my brother, I don't, he doesn't really cuss around me still.
Your dad said hair pie to me. That was better than
cussing. He'll dance all around him.
Oh, yeah. He said he never did that. It's a woman's hair pie. Like, oh, God, I'm having this conversation with you. I don't like going down there.
That's a bull poop.
That's a woman's hair pie. Like, yeah. He was repulsed by it. Good God, no. That's just, it's a woman's sewer, you know. It's where all the filth falls out. Ugh. Anyway, you don't put your face there. Would you lick the toilet? For God's sakes, Brady, are you doing that? Repulsive.
Yeah, Dad, you know, stop being such a baby.
Here's a good one. This one's going to get you because you got a young daughter.
Yep.
So this one's going to get you. This one makes me uncomfortable. Dear Brady, my son's got himself a huge dangler. His girlfriend is a very small girl. They are both virgins. I know this because he talked to his mother the other day about he and his girlfriend taking each other's flowers. My wife has those talks with the kids. Anyway, no joke, the kid's packing 10 inches, and it's thick. It's remarkable. It must be on his mom's side because I ride mediums. I can't, in good conscience, allow this child to destroy that little girl with that thing. She needs to warm up or something. This is like going against Max Scherzer in the first day of Little League. What would Brady do? Tie. Oh, man.
I'm uncomfortable.
You can't do anything about it.
Sure you can. You completely
to the
have to.
Base.
You got to teach him two or three things. Look, if you're having this kind of open conversation.
Yeah, well, if you're that open about it, you might. I want to say, look, it could be a little difficult at first.
Breaking the ball glove.
I had some, I remember growing up, a couple of friends saying they couldn't do it with their girlfriends.
Yeah, you got to get some like toys and stuff.
Not ready yet.
You know, you got to tenderize the meat.
Yeah.
You can't just go throwing that up against the chicken and throw it in the oven. That thing is not going to fly. And then you're going to ruin her for all other people.
Potentially.
I mean, you're going to wreck her anyway. You got to. When you first buy a baseball glove, you don't go to the field with it. You put a ball
you
in
put
it,
it. You oil wrap it, up. It and put it under your mattress.
Yeah, just like your girlfriend. You tie her in a ball and you stuff her under the mattress till she's ready.
Break it in.
You got to break that thing in. So I suggest stuffing a baseball in there and tying her legs together.
Oh. It's not bad.
I don't know women's bodies at all. I think that's how they do it. But yeah, you can't have super hog breaking virgins. He can't do that to her. You're right. That's a good father.
He'll find out.
Oh, you don't want to do that to that girl, that little
angel. Well, no, but I'm saying that probably, you know, sometimes you can't. Not ready.
She's not going to be ready for that.
Yeah.
A lot of experienced veterans aren't ready for that. Yeah, so if that would happen and you happen to see your beloved young daughter's boyfriend at the gym or something, you're like, oh, my God. And then they sit down and have to talk to you. Yeah, she's dating Julio Gomez. We'd like to take each other's flowers.
Oof. Yeah. No.
And what are you going to do? You don't want her to go out that way. She'd talk her into dating Asians and stuff.
At least to start with.
That Kim Kwan boy is nice. You should talk to him.
Let me introduce you to.
I got your math tutor.
Hey, how you go?
Let's have at it. She's all yours, kid.
Yeah, you got to break him in. I don't think you should ask a mom. Because I think mom should be told. You've seen
for
our
sure.
kid's danger, right? You've seen his.
Yeah, what is the missus think about the situation?
Well, that's the other thing. Mom's getting a little open about these conversations. And then you're going to have a lunatic on your hands. Because you give her 10 to start, that's starting too high. You can't start there.
No.
You can't start there. You need a starter kit. This kid needs to be dating much higher than the virgin pay grade. Plant drugs on your son and send him to jail for a few years and just keep him out of that realm. Oh, my God. I know a guy whose kid has one. He's a teenager, probably 14. He's like, it's mammoth.
The Keystone Pipeline.
It is mammoth. Because I don't know where he got it, but it's ridiculous. And I don't know what to do to tell him like what to do with that because he's going to hurt somebody.
Jesus.
I know. I've never had that talk. That'll be a tough one. Make you feel good as a kid. Imagine Torp coming in your bedroom.
I seen your dangler, boy. You got to use that on an experienced pro, a salty old vet. You can't go jamming that into some freshman.
Let's go to Cuba.
Yeah, let's head to Cuba. I'll get you all fired up. Now, the boy can do whatever he wants, but you can't go taking virginity with one of those. Can't do it. Brett, did you ever have that talk with your dad?
What's that?
Your mom? I'm thinking about losing my virginity to this girl.
Absolutely not. I never. No.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Your dad didn't pay
for
it?
Which seems like a. No. Which seems like a weird conversation to have with your parents anyway, though.
You would never have that
talk.
No. Like, I would never even. I still wouldn't have that talk with my mom and dad.
I had mine 3 years ago.
Yeah, we made Brady's parents come and have the birds and bees talk with him. Because,
are you serious?
Yeah. Well, they never had it. And then we found out why. None of them know what to do. And I know one thing.
Three miracles in the family.
Working that face angle was not an option.
You ever put it down there? God, no. You turn her over and cover her up like she's dead.
It was pretty great. I don't know. Congrats to your kid on the dangler, but definitely warn the virgin. And have that wife of yours go out there and buy some, you know, like the evolution of man chart of dildos. Oh, man,
a toolkit.
Oh, my God. I never thought of that from a girl's perspective. You like a guy, and he's got a full-out craftsman hanging off of the front of him. Anyway, this makes Brady very uncomfortable.
It's an uncomfortable talk, sure.
It's an uncomfortable talk because you've got that coming. You're just a few short years away from maybe your little angel being that open with you. We're going to take each other's flowers.
Oh, God, kill me now.
You don't come in here with that talk around me.
What's happening? Toledo.
Got a counterpoint.
Okay. How dare you deny that girl the pleasure of a giant rod, it says. Trust me, I love my husband, but he's average and our sex is phenomenal. But you know why it is? Because my second boyfriend was the biggest I've ever had and it taught me what to do and what not to do. Shelley, see, this is what you're doing. You're creating another Shelley that can't stop thinking of that giant rod her whole life. You're wrecking her. You giant rod guys have a lot of responsibility.
use it.
Yeah, don't wreck it for the rest of us.
Yeah, don't go ruining these girls. They're already fragile mentally anyway. You start giving them one of those, and that's what they expect.
Gets expensive.
It's like taking Brady to a vegan restaurant afterwards. He's going to hate it.
Where's the meat?
I know. I don't have any. I can't give you what the last guy gave you.
Enough with the tofurkey.
Yeah. Sorry, Shelley. My husband. I love my husband, but he's average, and our sex is phenomenal. But you know why? Because the giant Wang showed me the way. But you said it was your second boyfriend, so your ball glove had already been broken in, Shelley. Can't do that, Shelley. Anyway, wow. Very uncomfortable, Brady. And all you with kids? Sorry you had them. Not my fault. We'll never have this talk.
Hello. High five.
The there it is. We'll just be laughing at Brady when he comes in. He goes, ah, Kirby limps.
I told him not to try it.
Hey, old pirate, wheel me over there. I got to call my boyfriend. I need the sustenance of life again. I feel dead from the waist down. It's no fun. I wouldn't want kids, man. I'd run. I'd Toledo's dad this whole situation now if I was you. Especially now. There you go, everybody. That is what Brady did, and it was awkward.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.